Masechta Psachim, Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Okay, we're beginning. Psachim will start with discussing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, of searching for Chametz. The Mishnah says, we know the Torah says that there's a prohibition of Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh, that you're not, Chametz should not be seen. You're not allowed to own Chametz. There is a mitzvah Aseh, a positive commandment of Tashbisu. You have to destroy the Chametz from your houses. And we know we have to search for Chametz in order to destroy it. So the Mishnah says, Or Lar Ba'asar Botkim Asa Chametz Or Haner, on the evening of the 14th, the night of the 14th. The Gemara is going to discuss the peculiar language of the word Or. That's going to be the focus of today's daf. So on the night of the 14th, we search for Chametz by the light of the candle. Kol Makom She'ein Machnisi Bo Chametz Ein Tzarech Bedika. Any place where you don't bring in Chametz, you don't need to search for Chametz. If it's a place where you know you definitely don't bring Chametz at all the whole year, you don't need to search for Chametz. So then the Gemara says, Uvave Amru Shtei Shuos Bamartev. So then, if that's the case, why did they, what, that which the Mishnah says, that two rows of the barrel in a wine cellar requires Bedikas Chametz, but wait a second, why do you require that? Apparently they did require it, but why would you require it? We don't bring chametz to a wine cellar. So the Mishnah responds, Makom shem machnisim bo chametz. Only in a wine cellar where you would bring in chametz. For example, let's say you have a wine cellar and you would, let's say during the meal, if you needed some, you need some wine, you would go to the wine cellar. So sometimes, like the waiter who's bringing the wine from the wine cellar, he has like a little bread in his hand and he goes down to the wine cellar. So in that case, that would be a makom shemachnisim bo chametz, a place where you would bring in chametz, and you would have to search for chametz there. But you don't necessarily have to search the whole martef, the whole wine cellar. That's a debate. Beishami omrim shtei shuros al pere kol hamartef. Beishami says you only need sort of two rows of barrels on the length and the width require bedika, like basically the two rows on the whole length and the width of, like, let's say you have a bunch of barrels stacked up, so you have two rows on the length and the width require, the outer ones require bedika. So the two outer rows that are near the opening, that are the upper ones. The Gemara is going to explain, exactly Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. But basically, the point is at this stage, we're saying that even if there might be a place where you might bring in chametz, you might necessarily have to check the whole room, just a certain area where there might be chametz. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss what does it mean. Or it says or lar basar bo kibas chametz. So my or, what does or mean in our Mishnah? So Rav Huda Amar Nagi, he says it means light. Means the light of the 14th. So the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Leila, no, it means the night. So the reason why you're calling, why is it using the term or for night? So presumably, we're going to see that this is a nicer way of calling night. Night's a negative term, so or is like a more refined way of referring to it as night. So you might have thought to say that according to one who says that or means light, you really mean the light. In other words, the morning at dawn of the 14th of Nisan. And the one who says night means on the night of the 14th. So we're going to see, that's what we think initially. That the debate is it sort of dawn of the 14th or the night of the 14th of Nisan? So Meisve, so the Bnei Yeshiva asked, but wait a second, we're going to try to find other times in Tanakh where it says or. So the Pasuk says, HaBoker or Vadashim Shulchu. So here we're referring to when the children of Yaakov went down to Egypt, and they came to Yosef, and Yosef sent them on their way. So it was the morning was or, and the people were sent, Amma or Yimamahu. So we see that what? Or refers to the day. This is HaBoker. It says HaBoker Or. So this is referring to the day. So Gemara says, no, Miksiv HaOr Boker. So if it would say HaOr Boker, then Or would be another word for Boker, which means day. It says HaBoker Or Ksiv. So it says HaBoker Or. And therefore, Or is not a noun. but it's a function of, it's like more of a verb of the boker. Now, as you're not saying or boker means by the light of the day or by the light of the day as a noun, this is a boker or the boker was or command amar tzafra nahar. It's like it's saying that the morning brought about light. In other words, I think that like everyone agrees that or could serve as a verb to say it caused light, but as a noun, that's the debate. So the pasuk wants to tell us derech eretz from the Bnei Yaakov that they only left by the sunlight, but when the sun went up. Uchter Rav Yehuda Amarav, Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav, La'olam Yikares Adam be Kitov, the Yetze Kitov, that when if you're traveling from your house on the way, you should only travel when the sun is up, because obviously it's Rashi points out because it's safer, and Kitov obviously refers to you should get to your hotel while it's still daytime, and you should leave in the morning, because again, it's obviously better. It's dangerous to go to travel at night. So here, the word or is used as a verb. So it's not a proof that the word or as a noun definitely means day. The Gemara now is bringing another question. It says Meisvei, you have a question. The or boker yizrach shamesh. So it says that when the tzaddikim go out from the darkness of this world to Olam Haba, so then there'll be sunlight again. There'll be sunlight. So again, it seems here ucha or boker. So here you have or first, ama or yamamahu. So we see or is the day, and like the day of the morning, the sun will shine. So Gemara says miksiv or boker. It says uche or boker ksiv. So therefore, again, it's a verb. That in this world, when the day begins to bring light by the dawn, it's still dark. But in the future, the light of the sun will be so great, and even in the dawn, when it begins to light, there'll be so much sun. So in other words, it's going to be in Olam Haba, there'll be so bright and so much sun, and it'll be very good for the tzaddikim. So again, we're saying because it says ki'or, so ki'or could also is a verb. Next question. Meisvei vayikra Elokim la'or yom. God called or day. Ama or yomahu. So obviously or is day. It's pretty straightforward here. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar la'meir uva kara o yom. No, when it's saying here that he's saying here that Hashem called Hashem called to the time where it's beginning to cut to bring it's to the time when light is when it's coming to light to there when it's coming to have light. In other words, as a verb again, then Hashem called this day. Warren says, wait a second, El Biata Balachosha Koralaila, Machshikuva Koralaila. Is that really true that if you want to use the parallel, because Hashem said, and to the Choshech he called night, does that mean that when it starts getting dark, then you call night? Don't we hold that until the stars come out, it is daytime? And so that can't be. So in other words, if La Choshech, the phrase La Choshech means when it's dark, so then completely dark, so then the or has to be, if la choshech, we're saying it means a noun, so also or has to be a noun. So the Gemara says, fine. Elohim, this is what the pasuk means to say in this pasuk. Karye rachmana lin hora ufakte amitzvasa liyamama. Rather, it means like this. Hashem called the light to come, and he commanded it to perform the mitzvah of the day. Okay, Hashem called the creation which brings light, and he commanded it to serve in the day. And Hashem called to the darkness, and he called it, he commanded it to service the universe at night. So this is like he's calling to the creation that lights and the creation that causes darkness. So again, we still don't have a proof that the word or definitely means daytime. So meisve halu kol kochvei or. So now we have a proof the other way. We have a question the other way. It says, we say this in every day of davening, in Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, that we're praising all of the stars of the or. Then when do the stars come out? At night. So now we're saying Abba or Ursahu. So now it seems that or refers to night. Hachi kamar. No, this doesn't mean to say halu kochavim hameirim. Again, you can understand or here as a verb, that we're praising all the stars that bring about light. Elameyata kochavim hameirim hu deboy shabuche she'edim meir lo shboy shabuche. Does that mean that only the stars that bring about light are worthy of praise, and those that don't bring about light are not worthy of praise? Huxi, doesn't it write in the next pasuk or the pasuk before? Halu kol tzva'av, we are praising all the hosts of God, all the, you know, even those stars that do not radiate, right? So el hakavash malad the or the kochavim nami orhu. So the pasuk must say that the fact that it says kochvei or, that it must be that what? That to teach us that the light of the stars is also considered light. That's the purpose. The phrase to say kochvei or just tells us that the light of the stars is considered or. L'bayin afkabina, who cares? Like, what's the practical ramification of this to say that the light of the stars is considered light? L'no der min ha'or. Let's say you make a neder, you issue a vow that I'm not going to derive any benefit from the or. So aser ba'or shel kochavim. Not only are you not allowed to derive benefit from the sun, but you're also not allowed to derive benefit from the light of the stars, because that's also considered or. Base favor, another question. La or yakum rod seach yiktel odi ve'evyon uva laila yehi chagan. Sorry, chaganav. The pasuk says at Eov that a murderer rises with the or to kill the poor and the needy, and in the night he's a thief. So here, or seems to mean what, right? Habi the kabar. The fact that the end of the pasuk says uvalali chagada, that at night he is like a thief. Ama or yamamahu. Because what does the pasuk say? In the or he is a murderer. And at night he's a god of. So if you're contrasting, so what must or mean here? Or must mean daytime. Gemara rejects that. Gemara says hasam no there. Hachwar. This is what it means to say. Eep shitalach milsukida hora dada fashis kasi rotseachu. When it says or, it means if the matter is clear to you as light, that when the person is when you're gonna when the potential victim of theft will basically try to protect his money and won't let the thief take his money, and therefore the god of is willing to kill the potential victim, then rotseachu v'niten latzila benafsho. So if someone basically is coming to steal from you, and you are not going to let him, and therefore he's going to be willing to take a life. So therefore, he is a potential murderer, and therefore you are allowed to save yourself by killing the person. That's like the classic case of Rodef, or I'm saying Baba Machter. So in other words, you're allowed to stop someone by killing him because you know he's going to kill you. V'misapkalach milsa kalela. But if you're not sure, and whether he is going to, it's like if it's unclear to you as the night, right? Night's dark. If it's not clear whether he's going to kill you, then we say, Yehi beinecha kaganav v'lo niten latzil benafsho. Then you are not allowed to kill him. So again, what we're saying here is that this, by the way, it seems to be a contradiction to what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because in our Gemara it seems to say, in this explanation, say that if it's clear to you that he wants to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. And then afterwards it says that if it's a suffek, then you don't have to kill him. So the question is: is it a case of suffek, or is it someone who you know for sure is not going to kill you? So that's really like a question. Obviously, if you know, it seems from our Gemara that in a case of suffek, then you are not allowed to kill someone who's going to try to steal your property. So Meisve, the Bnei Yeshiva asked the following question. Again, we're still going back to the definition of or. Yechshechu kochve nishbo yikav la'or v'ayin v'al yireh ba'af ha'pei shachar. So here, the Gemara says, from Eov, it says, let the stars of the twilight be dark, let it look for ore, but have none, neither let it see the eyelids of the morning. Again, right, what does it say? Midikamar yikav lor v'ayin. It's dark, right? And then it says, let you look for ore and find none, so ama or yimamuhu. So then again, we see that the word ore means daytime. No. Hasa melehu dekar light, let you of lamasa. No, Eov is just cursing his fortune. He says, let the person seek light and not find it. Again, it's light, but there's no indication that or here means day. Again, the Gemara now wants to bring another question from another source in Tanakh. Omar or badeni. It says in Tehillim that David says at the beginning, when I was pursued, I thought that all the days will be dark for me. I thought that that darkness will envelop me all my days, and the or about me shall be night. Right? The or shall about me should be night. So we see from here, Ama or Yumamahu. So the or about me saying my day should be night. So it seems here that or means night. This is Hasam Hakamar David. No, this is what David means to say. Ani amarti achoshet yifed elom haba, shehu dom eliyom. So he says, I said that darkness will envelop me in olam haba, which is similar to the day. Achshav, now that I know that I've been forgiven, ha'olam hazeh shudom alayla, this world, which to me is like night, because he's being chased, he's being pursued, is or badeni, it's light for me. In other words, or is not necessarily day, it simply can mean light. Okay, so we still don't have a proof as to whether or means day or night, when it says or la ba'asoyo. Now, we're going to actually now try to bring a proof, not from Psukim anymore, but from Mishnayos. Meisve Rabbi Yehuda Omer Botkim Or Larbasar VeBarbasar Shacharis Bishas Habir. So the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Yehuda says, that we search for Chavetz on the Or of the 14th, and on the 14th in the morning, and at the time of removal of the chavetz. Midakama Rabbi Yehuda Botkim Or Arbasa Uva Arbasa Shachris. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, seems to mean at this stage, it means that we search for chavetz on the Or of the 14th, and if you don't do it on the Or of the 14th, you do it on the 14th during the day. So if we give two different times, the first time is the Or of the 14th, and the second time is the 14th in the morning. So what must the Or mean? Alma Or Ursahu. So Or must mean the nighttime Shema Mina. Ah, we finally have a proof. So since the Mishnah says these two different times, the first time is Or Arbasar, and then Arbasar Shachri, so Or must be the night. So Meisve.
Wait 1 second.
Yeah. Hello? Okay. So you with me?
Are they two different Rabbi Yehudas?
Yes. This Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Tana, and the other one is Rav, who's an Amora. Whenever you have the word Rav, so you know it's an Amora. Rebbe, someone who has Smicha, there were some Amoraim who had Smicha if they were living in Eretz Yisrael. But right, that's the difference between Rabbi, who's a Tana, and Rabbi Yehuda, who's an Amora. Okay, so now we have a proof that Or means night. Meisve, but wait a second, we have a question. We have another question of Rav Huda from a Braisa. Emasai, Arba Asar, Asar Basias Malacha. From when? On the 14th. Of Nisan, are you not allowed to do malacha, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, or Bishas Ha'or, from the time of the Or? Now we're going to try to explain what that time is. Rabbi Huda, or Rabbi Shas HaNetzachama. Rabbi Huda says it's from Netzachama, for sunrise. Amalei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, "V'chihecha batziru yom shebiksaso aser basias balacha biksaso mutter basias balacha." He says, "Wait a second. According to you, that malacha is only forbidden from sunrise." Rabbi Yehuda says, "In Erev Pesach, you cannot do work on sunrise from sunrise." He said, "Where do we find that part of the day is permitted in malacha, and part of the day is not permitted in malacha?" In other words, if you're going to say that it should be forbidden, then it should be from when? From dawn, from Muda Shachar. Why is this from sunrise? So Amar Leh, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Who atzvi yochiach? The 14th of Nisan can prove that we could have restrictions not starting from the beginning of the day. Shemitzasa muter bachilas chavet, mitzasa also bachilas chavet. That part of the day of Erev Pesach, you are allowed to eat chavets. Part of the day, you're not allowed to eat chavets. Right? Only on a Torah level." You're not allowed to eat chametz from chatzos, from midday. We started a little bit earlier because of rabbinic restrictions. But the Torah prohibition is from chatzos. So therefore, we have precedent that just like part of the day is forbidden when it comes to eating chametz, part of the day is forbidden when it comes to doing malacha. So the Gemara says, Midikama Rabbi Yehuda, Mishas, Hanei Tzachava. I'm sorry, by the way, it might be the part of the day might not be from... You know, what's he saying? Maybe he's saying it should start from the night before. Right. In other words, it's he's saying it starts from sunrise. Why isn't it starting from, let's say, the night before? So, but in any case, be the Kabbalah of Yehuda, Mishas Neitzachama, Alma, or the Kabbalah of Elazar ben Yaakov, or Sahi. Right. So that's the point. So in the Havamina, and the assumption here is what's he saying? He's saying that or must refer to what is the 14th, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the debate? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's from the time of the Or, and Rabbi Yehuda says from Neitzachama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that, why are you saying it's the prohibition of Malachas from Neitzachama? It should be from the time of Or. So what's Or? Probably, he wants to say that it's the nighttime, after the sun sets. Because if it's the daytime, if it's the or refers to the daytime, there's no difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers what I originally thought the Gemara meant. Forgot for a second. Lo my or amud hashachar. So the debate, is whether it's dawn or sunrise. In other words, the havamina of the Gemara is the debate between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is when does the prohibition of malacha start. The havamina is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it starts the night beginning of the 14th, the 14th at the night. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, start from sunrise. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says back to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say it starts from sunrise? Where do you have precedent that starts, that the prohibition of malacha would start in the middle of the day? According to the Gemara says, no, maybe that's not the debate. The debate is simply, does it start, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, from dawn, and Rabbi Yehuda says, from sunrise, and apparently, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov feels the beginning of the day, when you say the day is dawn and not sunrise. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Ihachi, if that's so, if the debate is simply between dawn and sunrise. Dika Amar Lei, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Hecha Matsiri Yom Shemiksasa Mutter Basias Balacha, Miksasa Asir Basias Balacha. Neima Iola Navshe Ha'ika Laila Dika Shari Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's Rabbi Yehuda's response? Yehuda's response says, oh, I have proof to you that you can have middle of the day, part of the day permitted, part of the day forbidden, chametz and Erev Pesach. If indeed Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that he feels the prohibition of malacha starts at dawn, and he's questioning Rabbi Yehuda and saying, how can you say the prohibition of malacha starts at sunrise, right? It should start from... How can you have part of the day being permitted, part of the day forbidden? Rabbi Yehuda can turn to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and say, it's a problem for you also, because you're starting the prohibition from dawn and not from the night before. Halachically, when does the day begin? The night before. So your challenge to me is also a challenge to you. He could have said that. If indeed we want to say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that or here means dawn. So... No, this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda. According to me, it's pretty straightforward that the day is forbidden, not the night. Because we find in other times where the Chachamim distinguished between day and night. For example, the Tanya Gabe Tadasibur. And Masay Ocha Vishosa Ad Shalom Sheyala Munashachar. There's precedent to distinguish between, let's say, dawn. And there's precedent to start, let's say, halachic prohibitions of something at dawn, for example, Tadas Tzibur, a public fast. So you're allowed to eat, like other than, let's say, Tisha B'Av and obviously Yom Kippur. You let's say Tadas Esther or Shiva Asar B'Tammuz or Sar B'Tevet, Tzum Gedalia, or perhaps even like, let's say, in this particular example, it's where it didn't rain. If it didn't rain, some of the fast, when the public fast, when it doesn't rain. So when do we start fasting? Or you're allowed to eat all the way until dawn. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Kros HaGever. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're allowed to eat until the rooster calls. In the first time, which is actually, the rooster crows is actually before dawn. So Rabbi Shimon is more strict. But what's clear is, according to everyone, that the fast is the whole day. It's forbidden. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov has precedent that when there's a restriction during a day, that day can start from dawn. So he has precedent for him. But he turns to Rabbi Yehuda and says, where did you find a situation where the Rabbanan will say that part of the day it's forbidden, part of the day it's permitted, and we're starting that after dawn? Okay, so Amar Lein, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, Hu atzma yochiach shemiksasa mutar b'achilas chametz, tzasa osir b'achilas chametz. So he would say, no, the day that you're asking me itself, we could have a proof. Why? Because chametz is forbidden part of the day and permitted part of the day. And so the Gemara asked, Shafer kamar lei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer. So he said, like, yeah, it's a great response. What kind of question did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov have in Rabbi Yehuda? Like, didn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov know that on the 14th, chametz is also part of the day and permitted part of the day? Like, so what's this question to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer seems so obvious. So, ha-kamar lay Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yehuda, amin alach ana malach ad-rabbanan. Listen, I'm talking about a rabbinic prohibition. In other words, I'm asking you, where do we find a situation where the rabbis basically... We're talking about a question. The rabbis are saying that there's a prohibition of malacha on Erev Pesach. This is a rabbinic restriction. Okay, so I'm looking for precedent of where do the rabbis say that on this day you cannot do something, and they start and they don't start from the very beginning of the day, i.e., dawn. See, I have precedent. Tanit Sibor, when it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, so that's the rabbinic creation, this Tanit Sibur, there they would start at dawn. But where do you find a rabbinic situation where they're going to start from sunrise? Yeah, you're bringing me a proof from Chametz, which is Doraisa. I want precedent from a Rabbanan. Ad Hacha Asa Rachmanav, Ad Hacha Shara Rabbanan. So, yeah, the Torah would say that, yeah, until Chatzos, it's after Chatzos is forbidden, before Chatzos is permitted. That's fine. That's a Torah prohibition. But where do you find precedent in a rabbinic situation? V'idach, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, what are you talking about? Sha'os drabbana. He's saying that, yeah, but we know that the rabbanan say that either an hour before chatzos or 2 hours before chatzos, then you cannot eat chametz. So even in the case of chametz, so we have these restrictions, these rabbinic restrictions. V'idach harchacha hu David rabbanan l'doraisa. Yeah, but Rosa ben Yaakov doesn't like that proof because he says, yeah, the rabbis, it's true, the rabbis did make restrictions in the middle of the day, you know, not, you know, before Chatzos, an hour or two before, but that's simply to distance yourself from violating the Torah prohibition of eating chametz after Chatzos. But we don't find precedent that when the rabbis want to create a restriction from scratch, that they start it in the middle of the day. Okay, so that's the nature of the debate between Rosa ben Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Meisve. We'll do one more braisa. Meisve. The Bnei Shiva ask, Ein masin masuos el alachodesh nira bizmano lekacho. So they said that when the Beis Din, when they would sanctify the new month, so they would send messengers and they would light torches in the tops of the mountains. They would only do, they did that initially because that was a good signal. They didn't have phones, they didn't have emails, but they would light torches to let everyone know that, let's say witnesses came and they saw this, they saw the new moon that night. So next morning, so they want to inform everyone that that the previous month was only 29 days and not 30. So what they do, they would light torches throughout from one mountain to the next until the people who were against tradition lit torches regardless. And then instead, they sent messengers instead. So at this point, in the halacha, when they lit torches, so to let the people of the diaspora know that it's 29 days or 30 days, so the mission was, Emesim Asuos Ela Chodesh Nir Bizman Lekacho. They only would light torches when the moon was seen on the 30th day of the previous month, and they were Makadesh the Chodesh. In other words, they would only light the torches if the previous month was 29 days. They must say Masin Masuos, and when would they light these torches? Laor Iburo, on the night of the 30th, which is the 31st day. In other words, again, so let's say what's today? Today is Monday. So let's say Sunday night, right? So let's say Sunday was the 29th day of the month. So Sunday night, some people would see the new moon, and then they would come to Beis Din on the 30th day to tell them that we saw the new moon. So then they would light torches on Monday night, right? In other words, the 30th, in other words, today, Monday would be the 30th, and they would light torches on tonight, Monday night, which would be Leil Shloshim V'Echad, the 31st day. In other words, to say that basically the 30th is day one, and this is day two. That night is day two. The witnesses would come, they saw a sliver of the new moon, so Monday is day one, and they would light torches to let everyone know that on Monday night. So Alma or Ursahu. So what does it say here? It says they would light torches Laor Iburo. So obviously here refers to night, because certainly they would light the torches at night. Because how can you light torches during the day? You can't see the light in the distance. So Shema Mina, so good. So we have a proof that Or refers to night. So Meisfe, the Bryce says, we'll do one more. Hoya Omeid al Halayla, Kol Halayla Makriv al Mizbeach Laora Ton Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So it says in the Bryce that a Kohen would stand all night, and he would offer the limbs of the korbanos. Right? What would we do? You could only offer the sacrifices during the day, and at night you could burn the limbs all night. So Laora Ton Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Seemingly it means in the morning you would wash your hands in order to continue your avoda. So Divrei Rebbe. So this is the opinion of Rebbe. So we see here that Or is the day and not night. So the Gemara answers Ora Shaini. No. So even though it says even the Or refers to night, but Ora with the hay, that's different, and that means day. So that's the end of Daf Beis. We're going to get into the Gemara is going to conclude. It's like a little sneak peek in Daf Gimel that sometimes Or means day, sometimes Or means night. But this is the discussion of the language of the first word. Does Or mean day or does it mean night? Okay, tomorrow we will.